and welcome to this virtual service for Passion Tide. May the grace of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen. Let us come to the Lord, who is full of compassion, and acknowledge our sins in penitence and faith. Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like the mist, disappearing in the heat of the sun. In your mercy, forgive our sins, bind up our wounds, and bring us back to the foot of the cross, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the prophecy of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves, and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves, and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and will act, says the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. 'Tis through thy love alone we gain the pardon of our sin. The strictest life is but in vain, our works can nothing win. That none should boast alone of aught, but on with thee thy grace hath wrought what in them seemeth righteous. Wherefore my hope is in the Lord, my works I count but dust. I rest not them but on his word and in his goodness trust. Up to his care myself I yield, and run again till morn. My heart shall ne'er mistrust thy might, nor count itself forlorn. Do thus, O ye of Israel's seed, hear of the Spirit born indeed.
A reading from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, we believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God,
The Lord be with you, and also with you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary, and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upwards and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All three of our readings today deal with the mystery of life itself. Ezekiel wonders, what is it that turns bone and flesh into a living person? The breath of life? But what is this breath? Is it the Spirit of God? Our gospel reading tells of the restoration of life to Lazarus, whose breath had left his body. Paul's words in our reading from Romans are perhaps a starting point. Paul uses the notion of two substances, flesh and spirit, taken from Greek philosophy. The material body is given life by an immaterial soul. Western philosophy came to be built on this notion, and with it an ethic which said that the soul was somehow pure and the body corrupting, to be subdued. But recent science has opened up again these questions, for the material world is not the machine it was once assumed to be. Subatomic physics suggests that all of matter is energy, movement. Strange quantum ideas of fundamental uncertainty and communication at a distance have opened new imaginative spaces. In medical science, the source of life remains elusive. Research has developed amazingly subtle ways of manipulating the life energy, causing some cells to die, but not those next to them. I would not still be alive without such progress. Even as I write, scientists are working long, urgent hours to craft and test a new vaccine. But science struggles to determine what is present the moment before death and absent the moment after. They can manipulate this life energy, but they cannot synthesize it. So life is a mystery, the most precious thing, which yet we can see only in its effects, not in its essence. As I am speaking to you, there is an explosion of life around me, in leaf buds unfurling, birds full of excited song and nest building. Leaving behind the old categories, we see the life of the Spirit in all creation, not just the human soul. Is not all life, both physical and spiritual, infinitely interwoven? More and more, we are discovering also the range of communication in nature, the secret webs of interconnectedness. And so we learn that life is, in its mystery, a common thing, not individual. Which is perhaps also to say that it continues through the cycle of individual death and birth. In this time of crisis, we celebrate that life is precious. All life, no matter how vulnerable, even as it slips away, we struggle to preserve it as families, as a society. Which brings us back to the story of Lazarus and how disturbed, anguished, the word even means angry, Jesus is at the death of his friend. There is nothing he would not try to hold back one ebbing life, even when it seemed too late. If there is one good thing which has come in the midst of this current crisis, it is the suggestion that we put human life first, above economics. Let us hold on tenderly to the sacredness of all life at this threatened time, in our prayers and in our actions. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray to God, Creator and Giver of life. We give thanks for the Church throughout the world and for the sanctuary and peace it offers to so many. During this unprecedented time of global pandemic, with the forced closure of church buildings, we ask, Lord, that you breathe new life into your church and that you give us the power to proclaim the gospel in new and creative ways. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At this time of national and international crisis, we give special thanks for all those who provide us with food and the essentials of life. We ask for your blessing upon all those who assist in the production and distribution of food, medicines, and other essentials. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All-seeing God, we give thanks for those from all nations who are working collaboratively to seek solutions to the COVID-19 outbreak. We remember particularly those countries with less developed public health systems, which may be overwhelmed by the demands placed upon them. Bless those places of the world where the springs of hope have run dry, and help the leaders of all nations look beyond narrower self-interests to the greater common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we remember before you all who feel rejected, isolated, or ignored. We ask for help for the homeless, the vulnerable, and the disadvantaged, for the refugees and asylum seekers, for all those who may feel abandoned or neglected or simply unable to cope. May they know they are valued and loved. Heal them with your life-giving spirit and look with compassion on those whose minds are full of anxiety and bewilderment, and assure them of your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, relieve the suffering of those in physical, mental, or spiritual anguish. Give them courage and hope in their troubles. We remember particularly those known to us: Daphne Broadbent, Thomas Elliot Tringham, Mirsa Mamari, Khadija Khan, Dorothy Allen, John Ronan, Ian Barron, Kath Elbra, Gerard Hyam, Jill Lynch, Faith Bowers, Zoe Bowers, Gail Jacobson, Yvette Gray, Michael Ainsworth, Marjorie Boaz, Jeremy Davis, Beth Fletcher. And we pray too for all those currently afflicted by the COVID-19 virus, including Prince Charles, Boris Johnson, Nick Hancock, and Professor Chris Whitty. May your healing touch still have its ancient power. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At this challenging time, we ask that you bless our NHS staff and other first responders with strength, perseverance and courage as they work under such challenging conditions. Lord, clear away from them those things that hurt, harm or hinder them in the performance of their duties. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort those that mourn, that they may know that death is not the end, and give the spirit of life to those who are broken by sorrow. We give thanks for all your saints and for all those who have died in faith, and we pray for those who have recently departed this earthly life, remembering Philip Carlin, Anne Feldberg and Marlene Bamford. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember too those whose anniversaries occur at this time. Frank Murray, Anouski MacIsaac, Mark Folland and George Richardson. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in the gift of eternal life, help us to live that life as fully as we can now, to your glory and to the benefit of others. Lead us in the way of true righteousness and give us lives more joyful in the assurance of sins forgiven. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of all creation. You are full of mercy and compassion. Your word calls us home to faith and love. Accept all we offer you this day. Blessed be God for ever. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For in these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that through a pilgrimage of prayer and discipline we may grow in grace and learn to be your people once again. Through fasting, prayer, and acts of service, you bring us back to your generous heart. Through study of your holy word, you open our eyes to your presence in the world and free our hands to welcome others into the radiant splendour of your love. As we prepare to celebrate the Easter feast with joyful hearts and minds, we bless you for your mercy and join with saints and angels forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, give us your peace. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
With the faithful in my church and across the world, wherever the Eucharist is being celebrated, may I offer praise and thanksgiving.
As you are present in the bread and wine, so I believe you are present with me now, sustaining me in body and soul, to witness to you day by day. Let me live and die in your love. Let me reflect your love for me in my love for others.
Come, Lord Jesus, live in your servant in the fullness of your strength, in perfect holiness and truth, in your living power over all evil and threat, through the power of the Holy Spirit and to the glory of God the Father. Blessed and praised be Jesus Christ in the heights of heaven and in this most holy sacrament.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign, now and forever. Amen. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.